Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some of the NFL I got to was like hot NFL uniform talk. Someone did point out, too, that the Packers uniforms, they are still made by a company in Wisconsin.
Yes, they are the only NFL team that does this. You're correct, sir.
And they use the 2000 Reebok template.
Yep.
It's like a different color. It's a different mesh than what you buy. Like when you go buy a Packers uniform in the store, it is different than what the Packers actually wear on the field.
Yeah.
Because it's made by a company in Wisconsin and they just throw a Nike logo over the top of it.
Yeah, those players actually, they've talked about how they like wearing that jersey because it's a little lighter compared to like the current stuff. But yeah, if you look like on the field, you can see Jordan Love's jersey has that mesh in it. It's like the old school, almost like practice jerseys that like, I don't know, you were in college in like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
I played in high school in like the 90s, man. That old mesh, that's just right up my alley, memory lane, man.
When we switched, when I got to BYU, we were a Nike school, but we weren't like
the Nike school.
Well, there's a difference between like being a Nike school and like having them supply you.
So you didn't have the sponsorship deal; you had a supply deal.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Yes, we had a supply deal. And then after my, I want to say after my first year, we became a Nike school.
Okay.
But all of our uniforms were Wilson.
Oh God!
And I if you want to know how unimportant you are, our stuff was all Wilson stuff, and then they took a like a patch.
Yep.
So and then we just sewed it over all of the Wilson stuff, and it wasn't like it was very crude. Like it was like so our pants were white, and they just took like I'm guessing they just found like old Nike stuff that was white, and they just cut like a rough circle around the swoosh, and then crudely stitched it over the Wilson logo.
Oh, that looks bad.
And it was the same thing on it was such a bad look. So for that first year, if you looked, it was so janky. And then I think the second year I was there, our jerseys were new and they came from Nike, but we still had Wilson pants. And it's funny, we all wanted the Wilson pants.
Yeah.
When they sent us the Nike stuff, most of us still chose the old Wilson pants. And we wore that for like a year and then they wouldn't do it anyway. Apparently Nike gets all pissy about that stuff.
Shocking.
So yeah, we had to actually get rid of all the Wilson pants.
That was like players in Major League Baseball spring training a couple years ago. They wanted to try to wear the old jerseys still, and Nike was like, you can't do that.
Oh yeah, dude, it's a whole thing.
Like
they even tell you what you can wear on the sidelines.
So
like when my old coach, my offensive line coach, who I've talked about. His name was Roger French. He was the worst human being that I ever encountered in coaching circles. He's just, rest his soul, whatever. But I'm not going to pretend that because he's dead, that dude wasn't a colossal prick. That guy was like the worst human being. Seriously, like, it is amazing. Like, you can coach, you can just be an awful, awful human being. And then you, when you retire or die, we are like, well, he was an eccentric man and he got the most out of his players. And I'm like, yeah, dude, everyone hated you. He was terrible. But he was like 1,000 years old, and he refused to wear any of the coaching stuff.
He just wanted to wear like a 30-year-old sweatshirt or something?
Sweaters.
Oh, God.
So
I know where this is going.
So he had like old like Sansibelt slacks, like the 1970 slacks, and then He wore like old BYU, like V-neck sweaters.
Ew.
And like he, like they, it turned into a thing. And like the coaches, like the head coach would like yell at him and be like, you have to wear, and he refused. And all the logo was old stuff. So when we switched colors, we switched logos. He refused to wear anything new. So same thing. They took the new logo, cut a weird patch out of it, sewed it onto his clothing. But while we went from like royal blue to navy blue,
he went back.
He went back. So he would have like a royal blue V-neck sweater with a navy blue patch roughly sewn on the chest of it. And he refused. He refused to ever change. He had, he's like, oh, these are my clothes. You can't tell me what to wear. Yeah, it turned into a whole thing. Yeah, they determined, like, they, you get your choice on what you can wear, like, of their stuff, but they, yeah, like, when you're on the sideline,
but you have to choose Nike stuff.
Yes, and it's the Nike, and it's not just Nike stuff. It is the stuff they provide on the, same thing in the NFL.
Yeah.
When you're on the sidelines in the NFL, which I was, because I didn't play, when you get to the stadium, they have a select set of, like, approved clothing. And you get to choose from that set.
Does it change week to week, or is it just...
No, it's okay. All the
standard
stuff. So every NFL team is the same. If you mentioned like all the coaches' hats, all the sweatshirts.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So they may have like 5 different sweatshirts, 4 different pairs of pants, a couple different t-shirts, you know, whatever. But it is all, and you have to choose from that. Those companies pay a lot of money to have that stuff on the sidelines, and you will not wear anything other than league-approved stuff.
Unless you're old French, apparently. My God, dude.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you get one of those old crusty bastards that just chooses to do his own thing, it's incredible. Yeah. The only thing that he was forced to wear was shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't let him because you couldn't cover those up. He wore like old, I think they were Apex.
It's like, no, get those the hell out of here. Throw them in the fire.
Yeah, they weren't any brand. Maybe they were Spalding. He had like these old coaches' cleats that he refused, and you couldn't cover them up. And so I think, if I remember correctly, they may have spray painted them black.
No.
Because he refused to wear modern Nike. So I think they just spray painted his old, like, Joe Paterno shoes. I think he just spray painted them black.
Dude, this sounds like an old T-ball team just trying to throw stuff together. Are
dude, my this guy, the best part is he eventually got rid of him because he got the gout.
Oh, God.
So his foot swelled so much that they had to like cut the side of his shoe out.
Oh.
So that his giant foot could extend out. So I think when they started to do that, then I think he eventually switched over to like the Air Monarchs, like the Pete Carroll special.
Yeah.
So I think they allowed him to be put in those. But yes, at some point my offensive line coach was wearing spray painted shoes and like 1978 gear with a crude BYU Nike patch over it.
I love this, Suk. There are so many stories out there about guys like Mike Nolan who, you know, they actually follow the rules, but they want to wear what they want to wear, and you hear about that. You don't hear about the old curmudgeons. You don't hear about the coaches that are like, F you, I ain't doing this. I love this story of compliance. It's hilarious.
Someone said, Coach French strikes me as the sort of guy who would love today's NIL world. I would give anything. Like, if I had, like, a monkey paw sport wish, I would love to teleport old Roger French into today's NIL world and see what happens. To see, and by the way, people ask me all the time because I talk about him, like, if like this is real. Dude, that man was 100% real. He was married to the same woman for like 50 years. Mm-hmm. She didn't live in Utah. She lived in Minnesota.
What?
He coached at BYU for like 30 years. He lived in the basement of his pastor's home. He was there for 30 years. Never bought a house. He just lived in someone's basement.
And never took another job closer to home.
No.
What a weirdo.
His wife lived in Minnesota, and I think she wanted it that way.
I was going to say, yeah, she didn't want him at home, did she?
No. He was the most unique.
God. They,
he was just the most, just, I don't think he could exist in today's coaching world. I don't think it would work.
No, they probably, there's some HR issues there, I'm sure.
Dude, like, they have a.
Sounds like he treated you very nicely.
Oh, my God. That God. Guy. I want to write, like, a, you know, Ted Lasso is like the feel-good story.
Yeah.
I want to write, instead of a Ted Lasso, I'm going to do Roger French, and it's just going to be a story of him. I think it would be a monster hit. There are so many good stories. He broke a finger opening a bottle of water.
Oh.
That happened. He once blew out his shoulder raising the roof, trying to get the crowd loud to cheer on the defense, blew out his shoulder. I once watched that man's hernia pop over his shorts and flop out.
Oh, God.
During practice, I then watched him go and shove his hernia back in and then cuss the trainer who was coming over to deal with him. They were like, dude, you need medical attention. I watched that man dog cuss the medical staff to get away from him as his hernia was flopping his pants.
Suk, I have experience with pushing a hernia back in. He needed surgery. My God. Wow.
I'm telling you, if you're a TV producer out there, talk to me. Because if you think Ted Lasso was a hit, no. Instead of Lasso, it's just going to be called French. Dude, there's just, I got 30 years of that man. He's just an incredible, hell of an O-line coach, knew what he was doing. But just one of, like, he was like, the world of football was a different place back then, and I think you could get away with it then. I'm not certain that it works in today's NIL world, but I would love to see it. I would love to see his reaction when a kid comes to him and says, I need $1 million or I'm not coming here. Something Suk, tells me he might have a problem with it.
I think, Suk, I think you just came up with, like, the best idea for a book. Like, so you just stories about how coaches acted and treated you. It's like Coaches Talking to Me or some kind of fun title like that. You could sell tons of copies of this.
He was the most unique individual that I ever came across in the history of my brief little world, dalliance into sports. Never seen another human being quite like him. The creature that was Roger French.
It's really funny to Google him and then see, like, the one picture of him smiling, like, when he was getting, like, recognition or whatever at the university. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look so pleasant, sir. God.
Tell a story about, like, getting into, because he was, like, 70 years old. Tell us a story about, like, getting into, like, a fight with some ruffians where he took, like, a bike chain. And we thought, like, he played for, like, the Lions in, like, 1952. Yeah. And I thought he was telling us a story about 1952. He's like, no, it was this summer.
What?
He's like a 70-year-old man with a bike chain. Like, let's do this.
I'm not sure I'd want to get into a fight with him. He'll bite you. Oh,
dude.
He'll bite your ass.
Yeah, dude, like a stiff wind could blow that guy down. But he was one of a kind.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.